The Royal British Legion Industries is celebrating its centenary this year, and RBLI is known for its support of veterans. But what you might not know is the fact that RBLI also supports non-veterans. And here to tell us about the support that he received is Sean Reid. Hi, Sean.
Hi.
How did you actually get involved with RBLI then?
It was through a charity which I believe helps young disadvantaged people called Tomorrow's People. They actually placed me here on a temporary basis, and as a result my potential was realised and discovered by Royal British Legion Industries, and they gave me a contract of full-time employment 2 to 3 weeks after the initial placement, and that was 20 years ago.
And we should say that you had been unemployed for 13 years, and that was due to you lost your sight, didn't you?
Yes, I have been partially sighted all my life, and I was unfortunately unemployed for 13 years. But that was through no fault of my own. I was trying in vain to get jobs anywhere and everywhere I could. I was constantly looking for work and getting nowhere, and I got no support from the job centre or the so-called DROs. So basically, I had to do everything myself.
How has your work now changed your life?
As a result of working here, I feel I've stepped from the land of the lost to the land of the living. I'm actually earning a wage for a change rather than dependent on benefits. I do have some benefits such as personal independence payment for my disabilities and working tax credit, because RBLI pay me the national minimum wage, and I need to boost that with working tax credit. But besides that, I feel that my life has been transformed as a result of being employed here.
We can hear a little bit of rumbling in the background, and that's the work going on as we speak, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So tell us a bit about the K-Nex models, because I hear you're a bit of a legend with them.
That's right, yes. When I joined the company, Fulfillment used to be known as Special Products Division, and we specialised in K-Nex models. We were making Cobra helicopters and various other things then, and over that period I became something of an expert in construction with that toy, because I hadn't heard of it or seen it before joining RBLI. And as a result of using it on a regular basis, making all sorts of things, aeroplanes, helicopters, robotic dogs, robots, and just about anything else you can think of, I became something of a legend using it. And recently, or in the recent past, in 2011 rather, well, I was involved in the construction of a life-size model of a monster digger truck, which was exported to the US, and it went on a US tour to various places looking after disadvantaged children, and they fell in love with it. The second major project I was involved in was building a life-size model of a bloodhound race car, which I believe broke the land speed record in 2016.
And you've also been doing some, landmarks of the country as well?
How do you mean landmarks?
Did you do one, a model of, is it London Bridge?
Oh yes, we've done, I've been involved in that, London Bridge and the London Eye, and I've also been involved in the assembly of the Shard, which are London landmarks.
How are these constructed? Are they made up of bricks, or is it just different components made to scale?
Basically, K-Nex is It's rods, connectors, and clips. That's basically all it is. And we just source the components from the US, which is where Connex is based. David Church, one of our staff, used to work in the toy industry as a designer. And it was him that actually developed the Connex side of our production. But these components come from the US, and basically Connex is a series of rods in varying sizes, connectors in varying shapes and clips, also spacers, and which come in various sizes. And if we have a major order on, he orders the stuff in and we make it.
And you just do this with touch.
Yes. In our reception, there is a Ferris wheel, a 2 meter one, that I actually built myself. And it took me 2.5 to 3 days to build it from scratch. And that was without using instructions. I remembered it because I'd built quite a few of these things previously. So something like a Ferris wheel, I can build from memory because I've built so many of them.
It's quite incredible. How does it make you feel to know that, these things are viewed by people all over the world?
It gives me an immense sense of pride.
Yeah, you're like a modern day model maker. You don't hear much of
Yeah,
that these days.
yeah.
Quite incredible.
besides Connects, we've also done. We used to do things like Sylvanian families, which I haven't really been involved with. We've also done message in a bottle, which unfortunately went belly up, unfortunately, as did Sylvanian families. I think they've been taken over by a different company, but Connects was the main industry in fulfillment. Now it's Flowplast, which is a plumbing and guttering firm, which supplies us with components to assemble into guttering or pipe work and packing. That we can, we do several cages of that a week. That's our main industry now.
So, is it safe to say that your connection with the Royal British Legion Industries has changed your life for the better?
Yes, it has, very much so. Because I've not just benefited from regular employment, but I've also benefited from their adult protection, which was it was invaluable because several years ago I made the biggest mistake of my life, and RBLI were there to pick up the pieces and help me put myself back together again. And that's one thing I can honestly say about RBLI. They value, appreciate, and support their staff 100%. And I don't think any other employer could claim that, or any other people working for other companies could say that with meaning and pride as I do. I'm proud to work for RBLI. And I'm honoured to be one of its beneficiaries.
It's an amazing story, Sean, and it's really heartwarming, and I'm so pleased that you are where you are now in your life. Sean Reid, thank you so much for chatting with us.
It's been a pleasure, Simon.